But it's January. You're supposed to be staying in.
I know.
But Victoria went out and started on Saturday afternoon for a hen party for, how many was there, 25
of you? Started on Saturday morning.
Saturday morning, okay, yeah. The hen party kicks off and you roll into...
We went into Dwyer's for a bottomless brunch.
Okay.
You can only imagine what happened after then.
Well, if you're hanging out with, 24, 25 women, just run me through the day, first of all. So you started...
We started off in Dwyer's for a bottomless brunch.
Yeah.
It was fantastic, it was.
Okay.
We had great fun in there. We did great crack. So that's like the Prosecco and the mimosas and the food and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
Had a few responsibilities in there. And then we moved on to... We went down to the Oliver Plunkett, where we met a group of 40 runners who'd come over from the UK on a flight at 6 that morning, 40, to do a park run in Cork.
What were they doing in the pub?
Then they were in the pub, having a right old knees up, and then they were going for a bit of food, and then they were catching a flight back to the UK that evening.
They flew into Cork
to do a run. Yeah.
Went to the pub,
yeah.
Did the run,
yeah.
And flew home.
Yeah.
What am I missing here?
I don't know, but we had great crack.
Yeah.
No, it was really good. It was a brilliant night, but, you know, yeah.
Victoria's friend got engaged.
On Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve just gone.
Just gone.
And then Saturday...
was the hen.
She just organised a hen straight away.
She didn't organise it, but her...
Her buddies, yeah. The circle, okay. Yeah. And when is the wedding?
Next weekend.
What? Engaged Christmas Eve. Yeah. A hen last Saturday. And the...
They're not hanging around, lads.
What?
Yeah.
Is your man trying to fast track a visa?
He's from Cove.
Is he? Okay.
You might need a visa if you're from Cove. I'm only joking.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, do you know what it is?
That's not a friend, Victoria.
I know.
For somebody to do that to you in January,
I know.
That is not a friend.
They're laughing at us, aren't they?
They are,
They're laughing because they've probably known that this is going to happen for a year.
Oh, my God. To land you with three big ones in a row.
Yeah, and in January.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry now.
There's actually method to the madness, though.
Why is that? Just get it done and done. Yeah,
people
maybe it is.
They don't have a chance to think about it. They don't have a chance to pull out. They don't have a chance to book something else in its place. They don't have a chance to, you know what I mean?
Do you know what you're getting then for a wedding present?
Yeah.
A toaster.
Yeah.
That's it. For the pain you've put me through in January.
There's nothing wrong with a toaster, actually.
And maybe an ironing board as well. Yeah. Throw that one in. They'd love that, wouldn't they? Red FM Breakfast. With KC. Love waking up in Cork. Red FM. Hello, Monday. Good morning, gang. So I was looking at Soba State of Mind Roisin on TikTok. Quite a title. And they have a little strip of content up there of the top 8 places to dump somebody in Cork. Has anybody here... Where have you got the flick recently? Have you... anybody got the old heave-ho?
I think most of it happens online now, doesn't it? But is there spots?
Online?
That's spots.
You don't do it in person?
Yeah.
No, it is.
What?
Well, I mean, early stages, I guess.
Instigated by a WhatsApp a message, yeah.
Or a voice note, if Casey.
Voice note? Yeah, it has to be a voice note, yeah.
Hey, I just called you down to say, hey, you're gone.
Yeah.
Tell us the places.
All right, so these are a list of places that... the best places to break it off with somebody across Cork.
Yeah.
The Blue McDonald's. All right.
It's the one in Dawn Square.
So the Blue McDonald's, they've got a nice cosy place down the back.
They have.
You go down the steps.
It is.
You can go down the steps and sit down there. Nobody will bother you.
There you go.
And then you can get out the emergency door that'll take you out onto Dawn Square. All right.
Yeah.
The smoking area in the Brogue. I mean, not only families have been founded, babies have been born. Relationships have been shattered in the Brogue smoking area. Someone is saying here, Paul Street Shopping Centre. Whereabouts though?
Only got.
It's got to be down the back by the bogs.
I think it means outside, you know, that area there.
Oh, really?
Oh, where all the emos hang.
You're a goth. That's
I
where
think
you
it means
up.
Inside. I think it means inside on those funny kind of benches that sit back to back.
Maybe,
You sit on one, I'll sit on the other.
Yeah.
Outside Tesco.
Yeah, we'll send texts to each other.
Yeah.
The number 4 place to dump somebody in Cork is on the 214 bus. If it ever, if it ever shows up. Number five, the train station. Over to Kent Station, the underground bit,
yeah,
they
it's
say.
It's
got to
be that bit. Yeah.
I mean, it is close, like,
yeah,
you know, yeah. Dispatch.
The
absolutely.
Train
now, this is heartbreaking.
Okay, go
Best
on.
Place to dump somebody in yeah. Cork, the front of the window of Brown Thomas at Christmas.
Oh, yeah, the Christmas window.
Not the Christmas window.
Scenic.
Yeah. Number seven, two more to go. Beside the Echo Boy statue.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you meant beside the Echo Boy.
Actual Echo Boy.
Beside the statue.
I just want to echo. Want to break up with Echo.
Echo! And number eight, the lock on one of those benches.
Yeah, you know the benches that are dotted all around.
Covered in pigeon poop.
There
you
go, lads.
So listen, it is January. Relationships are coming to an end after the Christmas. It spikes in January.
Divorce rate is high.
Very, very high.
Outside Murray's tackle shop on Panna. From Kev.
What a place to get ditched outside a tackle shop.
Yeah, outside a tackle shop. Yeah. Lads, it's got to be Paul Street Car Park Toilets.
Toilets, okay.
From Katie. Outside the GPO is always a good one. That's from Tina. Peace Park, when it's open, from Lainey.
Yeah, Lainey.
Hillbillies on McCurtain Street, lads. I've done it before. Ha ha, Sean.
Sean, you give someone the heave-ho and Hillbillies.
And lastly, the back bar in the Crane Lane. It's very dark.
Okay.
Steve.
Yeah, so she can't swing a handbag at you. Is that it, Steve? Exactly €111,000 in the cash machine this week. That is what's going to go. Cash machine is just continuing to pay out incredible, incredible amounts of money. And well done to Kevin.
You sound confident about this. So how much is in the cash machine?
£75,000.
Our first winner of 2025. Kevin! Well done!
Oh my God, I don't believe it. 2025 is actually a big year for us, so we're getting married in August.
Go and celebrate tonight. 75k from the cash machine is yours.
Brilliant.
Well done, Kevin. That was Kevin Granahan, who picked up €75,000 on Friday when Kira and Barry made that phone call. We've reloaded it. And now this is a January Blue Buster. It's €111,000. All the ones. That's all you need to remember. There's no extra bits and pieces in it. $111,000 on the nose. That is the quantity. And if you want to play for that amazing amount of money and win it on Friday, you know what you got to do. To enter a cash machine, you text the word RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. It will cost £2.50. You must be over 18. And you are playing across the Go Loud network of stations. T's and C's are at redfm.ie. It must be with us by Friday, your entry. So plenty of time to get it into us. If you're busy or driving at the moment, don't go near your phone. Only text in when it's safe to do so. Text RED to 57557. You're in for €111,000 on Friday. This is not guaranteed, by the way. It could roll over. We could be heading for another mega jackpot if nobody answers their phone on Friday. But try and answer it. If you get that call Friday between 3 and 4, it's going to happen. And on Friday evening, slap bang in the middle of January, you could have €111,000 in your bank account. Best of luck.
Red FM's cash machine.
There's a WhatsApp here that I need to read, and it comes from James. Say it, Casey. Say it.
What have you got to say?
Congratulations, Manchester United. On spinning Arsenal out of the FA Cup yesterday.
Yeah.
Photographs of Maguire roaring at one of the Arsenal heads, calling him a cheat. There was a mass brawl. But Man United claimed justice was served after the penalty shootout yesterday, sending Arsenal out of the FA Cup. Harry Maguire was roaring cheat during this particular brawl after Arsenal were awarded a penalty for the defender's challenge. There's nothing kicks it off like you're in, especially when players are in the box. They know if I go down the right way, it's a penalty. If I go down the wrong way, it could be a red card.
Exactly, yeah.
But you have to live as a footballer. You have to
live with the decision
the rest of your life. If you're cheating, if you do the then you fall in the box and you haven't been touched and it's caught on camera.
Yeah, you have to live with that.
That will follow you around for the rest of your life. But anyway, Man United progress in the FA Cup.
Well done. Well done, lads. Come on, Casey.
Liverpool, do you know who we beat over the weekend?
Who?
Atkinson Stanley?
Who are they?
Exactly. They finally got to play them.
How do we know all of the words to an ad that was on How many years?
1400 years ago, I would say.
You and I are from two different countries, and both of us just stood there then. We've never done it before and knew exactly all of the words to that ad.
That ad is iconic. That Ian Rush milk ad.
That's unreal, aren't they?
If you've never seen that ad, just Google Ian Rush milk ad. It's two kids are in the kitchen and they're debating over whether they should be drinking milk or not.
Yeah.
One young guy says to the other, Ian Rush said if you don't drink milk,
you'd only be good enough to play for.
Atkinson, Stanley. And your man goes, who are they?
Exactly.
Well, brilliant. We found out who they were over the weekend.
They were playing Liverpool. And what was the score?
It was 4-0 to Liverpool. It was like, and I was watching it, and even the Liverpool fans that were in this, they were in the stadium, they didn't go mental when they were
felt bad.
They really did. They really did. Even the players didn't really celebrate. Oh. It was almost like it was like they were having a warm-up kick around.
Oh,
you know, the goals were going in and there was like lots of kind of soft applause and it was like kind of respectful to
I like that.
Stanley. Anyway, but of course the big news here at Sportwise in Cork. Watergrass Hill.
Yeah, well done, lads.
Up the hill.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Watergrass Hill.
We get Rory on the phone, will we?
No, we won't. I don't think he's going to surface till Thursday. Rory's Watergrass Hill celebrating their All-Ireland Intermediate Club Championship victory at Croke Park.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. Phenomenal facts or fabricated fiction. You decide.
Going to hit you with these, okay? It's either a fact or fiction. You need to work together as a little team and tell me the truth. Have either of you seen The Matrix?
No.
Okay. So in the movie The Matrix, it's got this iconic green falling computer code. You've surely seen memes or photographs.
I think so, yeah.
It's like a load of computer code that falls from the sky, okay? And it's part of The Matrix. It may seem like a deep, mysterious symbol for the virtual world, but in reality, it's a load of sushi recipes. Okay, is that fact or fiction?
Fact or fiction. Oh, I don't know, Kel. You see, it's so odd that it's probably a fact. Do you know what I mean? The fact that they actually chose a sushi restaurant.
Sushi recipes are falling. It's not computer code, it's sushi recipes.
It's probably. What do you reckon, Kel?
I think more effort would have went into it than just using a load of sushi.
You would think so, wouldn't you?
I think it's sushi. I'm going to say fact. Fabulous fact. What do you think,
Kel? I'm going to go with you on this because I really don't know.
Let's go fabulous fact.
One on the board. Victoria, your spidey senses are tingling.
My spidey senses.
Vikings, once upon a time, thought in the afterlife, they went to a place called Valhalla. That's their heaven.
Yeah.
So Vikings, they thought when they died in battle, they'd go to Valhalla. And they would be welcomed by a goat whose udders were full of responsibles. Okay? So, you know, the old tip.
All right.
So Vikings believed that when they died, went to heaven, they'd be given a goat that, when you milked it, had responsibilities coming out of it. Is that fact or fiction?
I was in a Viking museum about 2.5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
3 weeks ago.
Of course.
As random as that is.
Yeah.
And I saw nothing about a goat with that in its udders.
Okay, we got. Yeah, it is right. It just sounds like something Casey totally made up as well.
It's a fact, ladies. Oh, it's a fact.
I wasn't paying attention in that museum anyway.
If you touch a baby bird, its mother will abandon it.
Oh.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Fact or fiction? I heard this as a kid as well.
Yeah.
Never pick up a little baby bird in the bush if it falls out. If you put it back in the nest, the smell off the human will mean the mother won't go near it again.
Well, then it has to be fact.
Well, you're convincing me now.
Fact.
You're looking in fact.
Oh, hang on a second. That's not fair what you just did there.
I'm telling you my experience of what I was told. I wasn't leading you up the wrong path.
I feel like the bird would attack you, no? Can I?
No, most birds don't have a sense of smell at all, so they wouldn't even notice.
I think you walked us falsely into that one, Casey.
Okay. The speed of a sneeze can exceed 100 miles per hour. Fact or fiction? Wahoo! You know when you let one rip?
Yeah, 100 miles an hour is fairly fast, though.
Yeah.
What do you think, Hel?
I think fiction.
I think
that's very fast.
I think fiction, too. Oh God!
It's true,
ladies. We've
only got
100 miles an hour for a sneeze.
Have you ever been on the train or on a plane, Ryanair flight, and somebody behind you sneezes?
Yeah.
And no sooner do you hear that wahoo than you feel this little glisten of liquid on the back of your head. Yeah,
100 miles an hour.
Over 100 miles an hour. Cracking your knuckles can cause arthritis.
I have heard that before. I'm going to lock it in. If you'll come with me now, Kelly, I would say it's a fact.
Would you?
Yeah.
I thought it had nothing to do with it and it just releases trapped air.
Oh. Okay, I'm going to go with you. I'm going with Kelly.
Well done, Kill.
Listen to Murphy. Murph knows her stuff.
Well done, Kill.
Wombat poop is cube shaped. When a wombat takes a poo, it comes out in a perfect cube. Fact or fiction? Lock it in, ladies.
I don't even know what a wombat looks like.
I don't even.
Never mind their poo.
Oh, yeah. We've got to decide. I'd say
we'll just go fiction.
Fiction.
All right.
Hang on a second.
Their poo is square shaped.
How does it come out?
Comes out like an OXO cube. Honestly, look it up. Google wombat poop.
No, it's too early for that. I don't want to.
Okay, the fear of long words is called
Hippopotamonstrosis quipedaliophobia.
Okay, is that fact or fiction?
Ironically, the fear of long words is a really, really long word.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to say fiction.
You're going fiction?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. I literally just played it for you, so it exists, so it must be real. It's true. That is the long word.
Oh, stop.
Why do they put an S in the word lisp as well, lads?
Like, I mean,
cruel is that? Okay, finally for now, on fact or fabricated fiction, Australia is wider than the moon.
This sounds familiar.
Fact?
Is that a fact?
I don't know. Do you think
there was
it is?
Something about Australia and the moon recently?
Was there?
So yeah.
The width of Australia is actually wider than the moon.
Should we go fact?
Fact.
Let's go fact, Kel. Yeah, we're going fact.
The moon sits at 3,400 kilometres and Australia is 4,000 kilometres in diameter.
God.
It's very big. It's Red FM Breakfast with KC. There's Victoria Nichols over there. It's 11 minutes after 7. Let's go.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
7 days until Humpty Trumpty becomes the President of America. And we've got 21 days to go until your first bank holiday of 2025. That will be on, is it the 3rd of February?
Is that the St. Bridget's one?
That's the one. First Monday in February 1st. Here's something with Bank Holiday Mondays.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got Bank Holiday Monday coming up in 3rd of February. St. Patrick's Day, 17th of March. Easter Monday. First Monday in May, June, August and October.
Yeah.
Why don't we put them all together and just take a week off?
I'm just
thinking outside the box. Would everyone be happy with that?
Yeah. Also, I always think it's a long time to go from the October to the December without a bank holiday.
We should have a bank Tuesday, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Get rid of Tuesdays. We go Monday. Tuesdays and Wednesdays gone.
Yeah.
Monday, Thursday, Friday, back to the weekend.
I like it.
And you've got 173 days to wait until Oasis are back together. For those of you looking forward to those big gigs during the summer.
Yeah,
your kids aren't going to be eating until late February now.
Exactly, yeah.
If you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate with one of my favourite humans on planet Earth. Suggs is the lead singer with Madness.
Yeah.
I've seen Madness more times than any other band.
Are they good live, KC?
The best party band in the world.
Yeah.
If you've never ever seen Madness, go to a Madness gig.
Okay.
You will have the night of your life. Patrick Dempsey, the actor from Grey's Anatomy, is 59. Suggs is 64, by the way. And Orlando Bloom is 48 today. And Liam Hemsworth is 35. All right, they're the celebrity birthdays. Old Mr. Brennan, the ads that you hear on the radio all the time.
Old Mr. Brennan, yeah.
The founder of Brennan's Bread has left €35 million in his will.
Wow.
That's a lot of dough.
Hey!
So Joseph Brennan, who passed away last May, 55 years after he founded his iconic bakery in Fumbly Lane in Dublin.
Wow.
Left a considerable amount of change behind him.
Who is the actor that played old Mr. Brennan, and is he still alive?
The fella that goes, "Hey, Mr. Brennan."
Yeah, that fella.
I don't know. There's been a few versions of
him. Has there?
Yeah.
That's quite an iconic advert, isn't it?
We're going to be talking about iconic ads now in a minute.
Okay, yeah.
When someone asked old Mr. Brennan to reveal his secret, "Oh, fuck off. Mind your own fucking business." Because he was always good at the repartee.
Up in Cork, Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Have you seen that America's banning TikTok in a few days from now? Like, I think around the 19th.
When you say banning, like as in a complete ban?
You can't use TikTok in America after the 19th. They apparently, it's like 172 million people over there will not be using TikTok anymore.
Wow.
Because of
China.
China. They're very paranoid over there at the moment, so I don't know what's going on, but people are going bananas. There's a huge amount of people who have businesses that are solely built through TikTok are going to, you know, it's going to destroy them. It's going to close a lot of businesses.
It's quite bizarre that they are bringing in a ban as huge as that.
Yeah. Now, there's a lot of people listening that might say the same, especially if you've got like teenage kids who are on this thing for 23 hours a day.
Yeah, but teenagers, it's different. Like, as in a complete ban for adults as well is quite unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a bit extreme. It's a bit extreme. They wanted ByteDance, the company that owned TikTok, to sell it to an American company so they could run it from America. But ByteDance were like, do you know what? No,
okay,
you're grand.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting.
Right, let's get back to your favourite ad of all time. What is the most memorable telly commercial of all time? The one that you constantly quote or the one that you love the most? Over the weekend, Liverpool played Atkinson Stanley.
Atkinson Stanley? Who are they? Exactly.
Exactly.
From the Ian Rush milk ad.
That's
from
right.
Years ago. One of the most iconic ads of all time.
Yeah.
Which got us discussing about the best TV ads are the ones that have a little hook, a little line, or a little statement.
Yeah.
And what's your favourite? 0868 104 106.
Hello. Morning, guys.
Yo.
One of the best ads I can remember is I can't remember what it was for, but do you remember the big belly chasing the lads around town?
Oh yes. Belly's gonna get you.
Yeah.
This one. A massive belly running after a fella. That belly looks familiar, actually. Very familiar. That was.
Yeah.
Can you name the ad, Vic?
I can't, but I can see the ad, but I can't think what it was for.
Sports brand.
Oh.
A British sports brand. Reebok.
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 I knew you were going to say that, yeah.
Yeah, it was for Reebok runners.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Remember this fella? It was a love story over a pound of butter.
Who's taking the horse to France?
Oh, yeah, I know.
That Kerrygold ad has given it to us lots.
Yeah.
One of the most memorable ads for somebody here. Let me see. The gorilla playing the drums says Evan.
Was that Cadbury's?
It was Cadbury's. And it was in 2007 that ad aired for the very first time. 2007?
Yeah.
Genius. You put a gorilla on drums. You've no idea what the hell is going on. And you put Phil Collins to it.
Yeah.
Again, it says nothing about chocolate, but everyone remembers it. Absolute genius. One of the best ads ever was Harry Enfield and the hula hoop ads from Stephen.
Oh, that's right.
Hooligans around, they're staying round, and they'll beat around forever.
Someone here says the Mr. Soft ad. That was.
Yeah, Mr.
The Soft. What was that? Was that a breath mint ad or
something? Yes, they're soft mints.
Oh, tree bore.
Like
chewy soft mints.
Mints.
Yeah, that's the one.
That was another classic one.
There was an ad in this country for, at a time, I think it was ESAT Digiphone did this. Amazing ad. Incredible ad. So there's a girl in a bar. It's a bar scenario, and she's all hot, and she's looking over this real, you know, stud muffin at the bar, and he's really good looking, big tall guy, tanned, looks a bit Italian. He's giving her the winky eye. She's giving him the winky eye. She walks past him, and she slips her phone number into the back of his jeans.
Okay.
He's like, "Oh, I'm on here."
Yeah.
And then he goes outside, grabs his phone, and rings her.
Hey, you kid. It's me, the guy from the bar. No, I'm the slate head. Hello?
Yeah, obviously Kate wasn't feeling the Cavan accent.
That's funny.
Amazing.
What was it for? ESAT?
ESAT Digiphone. Yeah. ESAT Dodgy Phone. You couldn't even get signal. Red FM Breakfast. With Now. Only pay for what you want to watch. Now you know. VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM. Showbiz, what have we got?
Okay, the wildfires in Los Angeles were across the media really for the weekend. Lots of stars coming out and showing their support and talking about the devastation that's over there. Meghan Markle's new Netflix series has been delayed due to the wildfires. Was due to come out on Friday, now premiering on Wednesday. Ben Affleck and ex-wife Jennifer Garner have been doing some work for charity. Have a listen to this.
Okay. He has another ex-Jennifer. There's two of them now, isn't
he? Listen, I don't know what's going on here, lads.
I've been involved in the Midnight Mission for a while. I've had the opportunity to see what's going on down here. I have a lot of respect for the organization and the work that's done, and I'm really just honored that they let me come down and contribute and had a chance today to bring down my kids and let them help out too, which I think is really valuable for them. And it's just a this great organization does really important, great work. I'm proud of
that. That's the happiest I've ever heard
of
him. Like, what's going on there? He's in great form.
Yeah, he's hanging out with the ex-wife and the kids, and they're down in this place, this Midnight Mission charity, doing their best. But we had some clips earlier of Simon Cowell and Mel Gibson. Lots of stars coming out throwing their support.
You know the rumours, though?
Absolutely.
No, but you know the rumours.
Oh.
Ben Affleck flicked a fag into a bush. I'm just saying.
That's your rumour.
No, I'm just
saying. You made up last Friday on the air during the breakfast show. Ignore him, lads. Graham Norton has announced he's taking a bit of a break from his show. He announced it on his show on Saturday. He's doing a bit of a live tour in Australia. Have a listen.
At the end of this series, I'm popping off to do a tour of Australia. My seat is going to be filled for 1 week only by none other than Claudia Winkleman.
I know. There's a man there, and he looked like he felt sick that he wasn't here that week.
I won't make a mess, and I apologise in advance.
No, 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 I'm so glad you're doing it. So Claudia will be here. I think it's on the 28th of February. Thank you so much for doing it.
No,
very
thank
kind
you for having me.
Ooh, Claudia's taken over. Is that the first time someone has set in for Graham in 20 years?
I think it is, you
I think
know.
I've never heard him.
Good choice. Yeah, yeah, she's very funny. Very witty and very funny. I always think you don't see the best of her on Strictly.
Yeah.
And David Gray was on with Tommy Tiernan over the weekend. Talking about the ups and downs of fame. It's a nice little chat.
Okay, here we go.
The only way to keep everything going was to get out on the road. And I think success had dried up in the UK and Ireland. And I had some success in America. So I just toured and toured and toured and toured over there. And that place will eat you alive. And then they just, it's a giant act of turning up success in America. And I almost broke my relationship, I think, but with young children. And it broke me. I was like, well, I didn't really understand. Mm. And that's when I started to question it and kind of make a bit of time for me. Wouldn't have been possible without being out there doing the age-old thing, which does destroy relationships and destroys lives. It ends up with you and a whiskey bottle in a hotel room.
How lucky is David Gray to have released albums in a time when people bought albums?
Yeah.
His album is the biggest selling album in Ireland of all time.
Is it?
There's some kind of stat that there was two copies of David Gray's album for every home in Ireland or something ridiculous.
Wow, White Ladders.
He sold that many copies of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, incredible. And on the front cover of White Ladder is the photograph. If you know the album, that was a photograph taken by Donald Deneen.
And I never knew that.
David just seen it, went, what's that? And he went, it's just a picture of a gate I took with light coming through it. And it he became the album for White Ladder.
Brilliant.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Stream every episode of The White Lotus with a Now Entertainment membership.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pallet Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Now, it's January, you know.
It is.
Most of us are behaving ourselves, staying in, trying to occupy ourselves over the weekend. Unless, of course, your name is Victoria Nicholson, you're at two-day hen parties. Will you say hello to lovely Steph from Macroom?
Hello, lovely Steph from Macroom.
Morning, Stephanie.
Hi.
Stephanie, you spent your weekend doing what?
Lego.
Lego.
Oh,
that's my kind of woman.
I know, listen.
What were you making with your Lego this weekend?
The Mona Lisa portrait.
Oh, you got the Mona Lisa kit. Very good. How many pieces in that?
I think there was 1,800. I could be wrong.
Oh my god!
And does she do that? Please tell me, Lego have done the Mona Lisa. They've given her the little hooky hands that the Lego men have.
Oh yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oh, and the eyes can follow you and everything.
Oh brilliant!
That's cool.
Love that.
I like that. Yeah.
Was that a gift from somebody?
My husband, Jamie. Yeah.
Well done, Jamie. So you have you now have a Lego Mona Lisa that you can hang up in the house.
Yeah, it's going to hang up on the wall now later.
Brilliant. Oh, I want to see a photo of that
Absolutely.
Hanging in your hall when it's done. Listen, the best of luck, Steph. 10 out of 10, and we'll give you a grand.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
What animated movie features a song called Let It Go?
Frozen.
Who was the lead singer of Queen?
Freddie Mercury.
Who sings the song Blinding Lights?
Weekend.
Question number 4. What film franchise has a character called Gandalf?
Lord of the Rings.
What console did Nintendo release in 2006?
Nintendo Wii.
Yeah, question number 6. What couple are known as Brangelina? Brangelina?
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Question 7. Who played Ross in Friends?
Oh, pass.
You gotta give us a guess. Yeah.
So,
if your name was David and you jumped into a swimming pool, you would be.
I actually don't know.
You're David. You jump into the swimming pool. What's your name now? So you're David. Who likes to do
David.
A bit of David Schwimmer? Maybe.
Oh, Stephanie.
I was Steph. I did my best for you.
It wasn't terrible.
David Chlorine.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, David Chlorine.
No,
oh,
no, 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 I was joking.
name.
David Schwimmer was his name.
David Chlorine.
David Schwimmer. What kind of name is that?
I know, it's a stupid name. Most ridiculous name on the planet, in
what
fact.
What kind of a name is that? Oh, Steph, you're gas.
Steph, I'm so sorry. Oh.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.